I never get bored of this as our intro as well. 7 years old. I listen to the beginning, as you do, with me, and the creaking, scary door. And I love it. It's Mark Gasparo, his March mix of 2019. Yeah, man. Okay, what are we on? We're doing Do Talk. That's what we're doing. Do Talk, the radio gig. What is Do Talk? Well, it's a walk and talk support group, of course. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk, us, go for a walk. We are dudes and dudettes, big, small, fat, thin, old, young, in what started as a simple gesture, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being, as some folk prefer. Either way, it's evolved nicely and it's great. It's great to be in the great outdoors. It's great, man. Just shooting the breeze, you know, and breathing it all in. Join us if you're ever here in these here parts. Do Talk. This is Do Talk, the radio gig. Why is it called that? Because I can call it that, okay? What we are going to have, though, today is stuff that's going to bend your head, I think. Some crazy rock and roll capes, or as I used to call them, capers, which is nice on pizza. This is number XXXXIIVVIVI. Indeedy, that's right, Mick. It is only rock and roll, and we do like it, and we like this because it's just absolutely bonkers. I'll explain thus. Peering hopelessly through the cracks of time where perception lays no boundaries to level the viewpoints of an individual stance set to a mindset that is generally only ever overcome by either forgiveness, acceptance, or revenge, or all three. But as is the bemusement to all philosophical wangs and twangs which rear their ugly heads, mostly from yoga's number 37 position, they and philosophy itself is there to remind us what ramblings we take on to feed our psyche, which inevitably is generated only to fuel a supposed higher order of understanding that for some reason man and woman have decided and dedicated it to be the determined grip of interpreting drivel. Aye, when Adam Ant went mad and was found scribbling indecipherable notes on the back of a bus ticket in the cellar, he flipped out because no one understood him, man, and consoled himself by throwing a car battery through the local pub window in London, which narrowly missed splodgeness of Bounds, who was still ordering their 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, which they have done since circa 1979. But there lie their legacy, along with Bad Manners' special brew, which in many ways could be denoted as the devil's work, and so acquainted itself to the mind-altering close-up images of the pavement as you stepped outside the boozer into the intoxicating fresh air. Yet, little does convention know that lurking in the corners of every aged pub under the spiralling cobwebs of escaping pipe tobacco is a legacy for the fair or foul of perception, and as so oft is labelled as taboo as the nature of its inquisitor who rattles on the door of let it be, wherefrom chaos cometh and rock and roll doth lend its legacy to the dark fibre of discotech-tronic necessities as it emerges to appease the ever-flowing current of need. As Jimmy said to me recently on one of his regular visits to my garden via a quick feed stop in Saigon's Juice Cafe to purchase us both eggs in a clay pot with the special tangy vegetables and crispy etchings of cooked salami that he most graciously sped. Quick sharp here, to Phuket, where I was, via Legend Recording Studios, to momentarily remove one earpiece from his Walkman and spout, did he, appreciation of Dark Fibre's sounds through the panel door before jetting off and settling me with me under the shade of the old banana plant leaf and relay the tale of his path that once led him astray to the red house over yonder where his baby stayed. But she weren't in, so we all know about him and his sister, but then I'll let him tell you. Well, I was going to let him tell you because I can't really do 10 minutes of Hendrix. Well, I can. I'd like to. It'd be fantastic. And his red house over yonder where his baby stayed. But as classic as it is and upbeat as it emphatically is, for the 8 minutes 42 live Santa Clara version, it's just a bit too long for this show, which is only 9 minutes long at best. So we'll have to settle for just the intro, which I'm duly talking over, and we'll move on to Robin's Get It Off Your Chest request, which is Jailbait by Wishbone Ash. Is that okay for you? Jimmy's nodding. It's okay. I'll tell you about Jimmy's Red House next week, though. In the meantime, we'll have a few minutes of Ye Said Wishbone Ash. Get it? Got it? Good. Today's lovely nonsense is brought to you by Durban's Bread and Towels from the Hip, Mexico. Two books written by me, hoping to be bought by you. You can find them on Lulu Bookstore. Just look up the bookstore bit and the books. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Ta-da.
flashbacks to when you wore double denim.
Unless you're still wearing it, then we need to talk.
Radio Primco.